Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self. How many times have you genuinely experienced something amazing in your life? A job promotion, buying your dream home, going on that bucket list vacation, only to realize you didn't fully take a moment to appreciate it? How often do we rush through these significant moments without truly expressing gratitude? Maybe we don't necessarily take them for granted, but we often just live through them without pausing to reflect. Today, I want to talk about a topic that has become incredibly meaningful to me, and that's gratitude. Now, before I dive into the events that have shaped my perspective on gratitude, let's take a moment to define what it truly is. Gratitude is an act of recognizing and appreciating the good in your life, no matter how big or small. It's about focusing on what you have rather than what you don't. But gratitude isn't just about saying thank you. It's a mindset, a practice that cultivates a deep awareness and appreciation for the experiences, things, and most importantly, the people who bring value and joy to your life. So why is gratitude so important? First, it can improve your mental health. Research shows that gratitude reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. When you focus on what you're thankful for, you naturally shift your attention away from negativity. This makes it easier to face life's challenges with resilience. Gratitude also strengthens relationships. By expressing appreciation for others, you build deeper connections and foster a cycle of kindness, mutual respect, and care. It's amazing how a simple thank you or acknowledgement can transform your relationships. Gratitude also allows us to find beauty in life's simple moments. It reminds us to focus on the blessings we have, like a roof over our heads, warm food on the table, or the ability to walk and breathe. This perspective promotes contentment and helps us embrace the everyday joys we often overlook. Believe it or not, gratitude can even improve our physical health. Studies show that grateful people sleep better, have lower blood pressure, and experience less chronic pain. It can also encourage healthier habits, like exercising and maintaining a balanced lifestyle. Gratitude doesn't just mean ignoring life's struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging the good amidst the challenges. When we embrace gratitude, we open ourselves to joy, connection, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. I'll be honest, gratitude hasn't always been second nature to me. It became a cornerstone in my life after my mom had a severe ischemic stroke in May of 2022. That moment completely changed our lives, especially hers. My mom went from being an independent, resilient woman, a single mom who raised two kids with the help of my aunt, to someone who couldn't breathe on her own, eat, or even move. She was on a tracheostomy and had a feeding tube, which simply means she couldn't even breathe or eat on her own. For the first few weeks in the ICU, there were some of the most painful and uncertain days of my life. I stayed up through sleepless nights, listening to the beeping machines, speaking with doctors and specialists every day, and praying for any sign of progress. I thought I might lose her, but slowly she began to heal, and I was grateful for every tiny step moving forward. For example, her opening her eyes, moving her fingers, or smiling for the first time again. And of course, hearing her say my name. My mom lost all cognitive ability, so since her stroke, I've never been able to actually have a real conversation with her. And those are the small things I took for granted that I now would give anything to have again. These moments taught me to appreciate the things I once took for granted, like having her here alive, fighting and talking. My mom has spent years recovering from her stroke, relearning how to walk and regaining basic skills she once took for granted. The stroke caused extensive brain damage, leaving her with severe nerve damage and other lasting challenges that she'll carry for the rest of her life. There are days when the pain is so overwhelming for her, and it's heartbreaking to see her cry and feel defeated because she can no longer do even a fraction of the things she used to love. On those days, it's the small moments that matter the most, like making her laugh, singing along to one of her favorite songs, watching a movie together, or even sharing a margarita like we used to when we'd go out. She now gets drunk off of one margarita, and we end up laughing just like we used to. In those moments, I'm just grateful. Grateful that despite everything, I still have my mom. While she may not be the same person she once was, I still get to have her in my life. And not everybody could say that. Life is so fragile, and it can change in an instant. We often overlook the everyday blessings that surround us, the bed we sleep in, the food we eat, the people who love us. But what if we stopped and recognized these as the gifts they truly are? Since then, I've made it a point to express gratitude every day. Just recently in November, my family and I took a family vacation to El Salvador. We spent 2 beautiful weeks in the sun, the beach, and just enjoying the country. There were days where we would spend the whole afternoon at the beach. The warmth of the sun, the sand in our toes, the sound of the waves. They were all breathtaking, and they were all memorable moments that I will take with me for the rest of my life. So be grateful, whether it's for something big like a beautiful family vacation in the warmth of the beach during the cold months of November, or something small like the warmth of the socks you're wearing. Gratitude has helped me find peace even when life isn't perfect. So how can you incorporate gratitude into your own life? Well, here are a few practices that have worked for me, and I hope they work for you. Number one is don't take things for granted. Life can change in an instant. So cherish what you have while you have it. Whether it's people, experiences, or the little things that bring you joy. Number two, start a gratitude journal. Every day, write down a few things you're thankful for. This simple habit can shift your perspective and make you more aware of your blessings. Three, express gratitude verbally. Whether it's to a loved one, a friend, or even to yourself. Take the time to say out loud what you're grateful for. Let the people in your life know how much you appreciate them. Don't wait around until Thanksgiving to do this. Number four, mindfulness tips. Take a moment each day to practice breathing exercises. Close your eyes and just be appreciative and grateful for yourself, for showing up, for having the things you need in your life. This will allow you to cultivate an attitude of appreciation in each moment. You can do this as soon as you wake up in the morning. Sit down, whether it's on your bed, on the floor, close your eyes and just think about all the things that you have in your life to be grateful for. So, what's one small thing that you could be grateful for today? Something that you often overlook? Think about that one. I encourage you to think about all the things that you're grateful for today, no matter how big or how small. Write them down on a piece of paper, and if you can, find a jar and throw it all in there, whether it's each week or each month. Also, share your experiences in the comment section. I'd love to hear them. So as we wrap up, let's remember one thing. Gratitude is a practice. It's a way of life that can transform how we experience the world. It reminds us to celebrate the good, even in the midst of challenges, and to never lose sight of the beauty that surrounds us. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Allie's Quest for Self. Podcast available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Allie's Quest for Self.